Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Grace and peace to you, family, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for this day. We are still continuing, family, with the spirit of barrenness, and today we will be doing part two. I hope you are blessed, part one, family, and God is God of mercy. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Even the that more radio pulpit, our God is faithful, so that you have them in Jesus' name. Family, let us pray. Papa mo lebitsone le matla la Kriste Jesu wa halalela umutimu ya matla umutimu ya phila. We thank you, Spirit of the Living God, gore o mogolo wa leng go rona than the one in the world. Re a leboga mighty God gore wena o modimo. Re a leboga even le mo letsatsing la kajeko. Our Father, it is by the grace of God that we are standing. It is by the grace of God hore retle re tlo kopana re tlo dula and hear what God is saying mo maphilong a rona. Ke mo hau fela Jehova. Hona le moopedi a reng ke mone Jesu ke a motseba o re direla tsedi botse fela. A lentswe la ga modimo letse tsedi botse fela baneng ba gao go bane wena o morena. In Jesus name. Amen. Amen and amen. I greet you all in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, once again, Jesus Christ. The theme for this message is Breaking the Spirit of Barrenness, Part 2. We are continuing from where we have left last week. Ritswela pele re bolela gore e sa le modimo, e sa le morena. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We are reading more Isaiah chapter 54 verse 1. Isaiah 54 verse 1. And I will be quoting even other scriptures, the reference scriptures to this. Yona ibalega ka tsela e. Sing, barren woman, who has never had a baby. Fill the earth with song, you who have never experienced childbearing. You're ending, you are ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. You will end up with many children than a married woman. How we balaka the Amplified Version. Rea leboga modimo e sa le morena. Bible e bolela gore, oh you barren woman, she who has not given birth. Bible e re, break forth into joyful shout and rejoice, she who has not gone into labor with child. For the spiritual sons of the desolate one will be more numerous than the son of the married woman, says the Lord. The spirit of barrenness. Ke rata hore mo letsatsing la ka jeko re tle re tlo bona hore ha re bolela ka spirit of barrenness, moya wa mopa, re bolela ka eng? Barrenness ke ge maemo a dutsi go sa etsagale selo. Barrenness ke when feeling rejection, being in isolation, when things are not going accordingly in your life. Kana kwengwe obona okare mudimo ha arabi. But I want to say to you, hore mudimo wa araba. Spirit of barrenness, kehe dilo, disanya ke, you feel like, you know, things are not going accordingly. Dilo adietsa khali. O batla mosebetsi year in a year out, ha o fumane mosebetsi, o nna o dutsi, o nna o lakatsa gore I wish I can get a job. Mare go ba le moya o tshwarang gore o seke wa sebetsa. Kana kwengwe e ka ba dilo mo baneng ba gao. Bana ba gao ba tsena sekolo, bana ba gao ba batla maphelo a monate. Mare go be le dilo tse di bofang maphelong a bona. Kana kwengwe e ka ba ngwana ko sekolong, We know gore ngwana o tlhalefile, ngwana o gona le botlhale mo bophelong ba hae, but o fumana e le gore ngwana o ha fitla ko matric kapa ha fitla ko high school, things are not will start not going well mo bophelong ba hae. Kana ko ngwana o tlhalefile ha fitla ka mo di exam, even the school, they know gore ngwana o every year in and year out ngwana o oba mo top 5 ya sekolo, mara go be le dilo tse di distractang mind wa hae. Ngwana o feletsa a tlogela sekolo, motho o feletsa a ska tlhole a ya sekolo, a ska tlhole a rata sekolo. It is a spirit of barrenness. In other words, gona le dilo tse di bofang tlhaloganyo ya ngwana, gona le maemo a bofang gore ngwana o a sike a ya gope ka sekolo. Barrenness, it can cause kidilo tsengata. Some of the things dietsa from the blood lineage. Go ka be gona le dilo tseni neng di abolelwa in the family. Gore in this family ba keke ba fumana bana. In this family their lives they will not go far ka maphelo a bona. In this family ba tlo dula ba hlupega. Poverty ile upon their lives. But I want to say, Mudimo in the book of Isaiah 54, verse 1, are all you barren women, break forth into singing. In other words, Mudimo are, lega kuna le spirit sa barrenness, moya wa ukhatella, moya wa kwetar bopilo bosike ba tswela pili. Mudimo are kinako, that you break that spirit. And how do you break it? You break it through prayer. You break it through faith. You break it kalintswila mudimu. You break it believing that the God that we serve is able. Mo bukenya Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Lintswila mudimu liri. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think of or all that we can dream of. Mudimo o khona go etsa bopaki bo ile re motho ane a sa bolitela. God, Bible e bolela gore God will make you to sit with kings. In other words, Mudimo o tlotsa bophelo ba hao from the lowest level abutlise botle botlo shine, so that yena a shine ka bophelo ba hae. Re bona ka mang? Re bona ka Mephibosheth, the son to Jonathan, the grandson to Saul. After the father and the grandfather passed on, Bible e bolela gore Mephibosheth bophelo ba gae bone bo simonati yalo. Ngwana o kholetseng in the palace, ngwana o kholetseng in the kingship, ngwana o khudileng go an atseba gore o na le o tloba le everything, di chelete, di jo, everything. But we pithlela bophelo ba gae bo fetuhile, ibile abitsiwa gore is a cripple. Because after David abutsisa gore ke mang o sa setseng ko lelapeng la Saul, ke mang o sa setseng mo lelapeng la Jonathan, because ke ne ka ira a covenant with Jonathan gore ha nna ke tlhokofala, Jonathan will take care of my children. Ha yena a tlhokofala, I will take care of his children. Ari kena ka itsa a covenant, blood covenant with Jonathan. This is the time that I respond to or I act what we have agreed upon. Wabutisa David. Ari who is still left in the house of Saul? Then one of the servant wa araba ari babotle ba tlokofetse, but there is one o asaphila, he is a bad, is a cripple. Le mama philong arona ho ka ba le so many bad, and these but bad ke tsona tletse ditlisang a spirit of barrenness. O ka be o rata Modimo o mohlankela o moseva, mari go bolediwe gore bonang o rata Modimo
wa mohlankela, but look at bana ba hae, but look at lenyalo la hae, but look at lelapa la hae. Bana ba hae a ba fumane mesebetsi, lelapa la hae le nna le hlophehile. Why? It is a spirit of barrenness. Tse di se se tlisang gore go be le bo but mo maphelong a rona. But Modimo a re, oh you barren woman, break forth into singing. Your time of laughter has come. Hallelujah to Jesus. Your time of rejoicing has come. Your time of testimony has come. This is a spirit of barrenness. Pharaoh said to Moses, when God said to Moses, Are Moses, go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. But Pharaoh, Are Moses, I will let them go. But I know that these Israelites will not go far. I know that they will remember Kamo Egypt. They will want to come back. And indeed, when they got to the sea, the Israelites started complaining, started blaming Moses. Hore wena Moses, why did you take us out from Egypt? Why did you bring us here in the wilderness? Look at the Pharaoh and the chariot, the Egyptians. They are coming to kill us. We are going to die in this wilderness. Why? That was the spirit of barrenness. But Mudimu, are the Egyptians that you see now, you shall see them no more. Ke baba kae ba rona ba ile re ha re le mo maemong re lebella ko morao. We think gore hanke ke simo, hanke ke sa tsia this decision, bo pilo ba ka nke bo ke bo le kaone, hanke ke sa dumela gore ke tle mo ke tlo phila mo kapa ke etse this and that, bo pilo ba ka nke bo le better. I want to say to you, God has moved you from kobuhlukung mone ulikoteng. You might have not seen hore gona in a place mo mudimu na ubatla moteng. Like the Israelites, they wanted to go back to a slavery life. They forgot hore komo rauko Egypt gona go le bohloko gona go le boima. Some of the Israelites died in Egypt. They could not come out from that life of slavery, from that jail. But Mudimu, our deliverer, don't think of going back. O seke wa dumela the enemy abe amantsi gore ko morao ne go le better than here. No, isali Mudimu, isali khosi, dula mo lentsweng la hae. Ke Mudimu. The Israelites, they wanted to fight with Moses. But Mudimu wababotsa mantswe a, are the Egyptians that you see now, you shall see them no more. Family, the spirit of barrenness, setsa gore maphelo abe ka motronkong in jail. Setsa gore maphelo abe in bondage. The spirit of barrenness, it is a spirit. Say ilungur, the enemy doesn't want us that we get our breakthrough. The enemy doesn't want us that we see our miracles. The enemy habak hurhubelili tabo mapilong arin. The spirit of barrenness sitli samoya wahusitswarel. The spirit of barrenness sitli samoya wahur every time hubeli anger, hubeli bitterness, and that will cause stress and depression in our lives. The spirit of barrenness sitli samapilo arona. Every time abe mo khatelo, but God wants to deliver us. God wants to heal us. God wants to restore us from everything that the enemy stole mo maphelong a rena. The spirit of barrenness ke a way elur the enemy wa iberekisa to come against us. But because Mudimu or Mohlankela is God of mercy, ke yena a tlotlang a rentsha ka mogara maima otlhe a re fetang mo ona. Child of God, don't give up. Don't lose hope. o seke wa lebella ko morao wa re hankebe ke satla mo hankebe ke tsere another decision bophilo ba ka nkebe le better. But I want to say to you, depend on the Lord. Remain in the presence of the Lord. Jesus said to the disciples in the book of Acts, "Are don't go out in Jerusalem. Are remain there. Don't move out from the presence of the Lord. Remain there. Don't walk out from the word of God. Remain molintsweni la Modimo. Let your word be rooted and grounded in the word of God. Hobane Modimo wa rona ke Modimo wa dulang ditshepisong tsa lentswe la hae. Modimo wa rona ke Modimo mohauhedi, ke Modimo mogalentweng, ke Modimo senatla sa legodimo. Modimo wa rena a keke a o tlogela, a keke a o sia. He is always behind you. He is always next to you. Allow him to walk this path before you in the name of Jesus. Family, I'd like to encourage you. Gore o kabe o fita ka mogara maemo a bohloko. O kabe o fita ka mogara maemo where you are asking yourself a lot of things. Gore but why is my life like this? You are asking yourself a lot of things. Gore for how long will I be in this situation? But I want to say, Modimo wa rona o na le rona. O re tshepisitse gore a keke a re sia, a keke a re lebala. O kabe o le ka mogara maemo, mo ile re dilo, go bonantsa o ka re mesebetsi a e teng. Go bonantsa o ka re ditšhelete, ga o di fumana, di tsena ka mogara a pocket with holes. Di tsena ka mogara beke e ile re e tletse ka di holes. Bophelo bo bontsha o ka re bo boima, and bo bontsha o ka re it is getting more tougher. But I want to say to you, when the going gets tough, God will show up. When the going gets tough, when maemo a khalifa, maemo a tatafala, when I remain in the presence of the Lord, mulele gore Modimo wena o tshepisitse mo lentsweng la hao gore you are our shepherd. O tshepisitse mo lentsweng la hao where your rod and your staff will comfort us every time. O re tshepisitse gore wena ha o re siri le monosi mare o re sia le moya o halalelang moemedi wa rona. Dumella moya o halalelang e be moemedi wa hao. Dumella moya o halalelang e be yena who will pray on your behalf. Dumella moya o halalela ebe yena a o bulela hobane ka borena ke yena moemedi wa rona. Ka borena re keke ra khona. Without him again re keke ra khona. But ka yena re a khona gore re matlafale. Ka yena re a khona gore re yeme. Ka yena dilo re ya khona gore Modimo a re tlisetse bopaki maphilong a rena. Family, he is still God. He is still mighty. He is still sitting at his throne. Jesus is still interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is still with us. O seke wa give up. O seke wa give up. All you have to do, ask the Lord to teach you on how to forgive those that have wronged you, so that the spirit of barrenness se kone go breakega in your life. Allow God to restore the peace. Allow God to restore the joy in your life. Allow Modimo ebe yena a busetsang selinaba le sutsitseng. Go kabe gona le spirit of barrenness in your marriage. Go kabe gona le spirit of barrenness in your family. But Modimo kena ka khonang go lwela mo dintweng tse tsotlhe tse o lebaganeng le tsone. Modimo kena ka khonang go tlisa phetogo mo maemong ohle a o lebaganeng le ona. Allow God mo letsatsing la kajeko ore Modimo, I have tried so many things but I could not get help. I have gone to different places but I have not found God. same as you. I've not found the name which is above all names, the name of Jesus. Mudimo, se ke se lakatsang ke hore lenna utlwa thapelo yaka. Ke hore lenna pass by, lenna utlise healing mo bophelong baka. Some of the spirit of barrenness, ikaba malwetse anang adutsi a sa batleng go tloga mo maphelong a rena mo mebileng ya rona. But kajeko o ka bolela wa re Modimo, when you have said in your word that we were healed by the stripes of Jesus, o ka bolela gore Jehova, when you are Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, kajeko o ka bolela gore Modimo le nna ke o bonagala mo bophelong baka, bonagala ka bopaki mo bophelong baka. Le nna ke nna o Jehova, I'm shouting with a loud voice gore Lord, pass me by. Le nna Modimo, feta mo ke emeng mo teng gobane ke batla thuso ya hao. The woman with the issue of blood, Bible e bolela gore o ne a le in isolation. Ona antsitswe le mo motseng ba bolela gore ha ba matle because of bolwetse ba madi, mari o rile ha utlwa gore Jesus Christ is coming into the village. Ona a seke a batlo itse gore batho ba reng, ona a seke a batlo itse gore batho have given her names. Ona a tsena ko motseng are, if I can touch the hem of his garment. One asatole abatoyiti, hore mayemo antibia. One afita, are, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Lika jeko, alao mutimo, hore ebayena atisambo pilobahao. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I can touch the hem of his garment. The centurion man said, Lord, you don't have to go to my house. All I need, ke wena to send a word ko lelapeng laka. And I know gore ngwana waka will come back to life. I know gore ngwana waka will be healed. Le wena kajeko, o ka bolela gore Modimo, maemo ohle a ke leng ka mogara ona, o sale Modimo wa mapaki. Maemo ohle a ke leng ka mogara ona, you are still the great God. Family, we are going to pray. Ke kopa re tsea bophelo ba hao o re Modimo ke niela go wena hape gore o be morena, o be mophulusi wa bophelo baka. Ka jeko family, o ka niela maima ohle a leng kopelong wa re Jesus, I'm surrendering everything unto you gobane tshoko ya hao e bobebe. Ka jeko ka botsa Modimo gore maemo ohle a mai a ankimelang a ankilisang a etsa gore ke se ka khona o rapela wena o sa le Modimo wa khona go ntwela. Let us pray. Papa mo lebitsong le le matla la Kriste Jesu, le mo letsatsing la ka jeko re a rapela gore bonagala, re a rapela gore Modimo e tlhagise gore wena o Modimo, wena o morena. Re tshepile wena Jehova, re tshepile wena gore wena o Modimo wa mihlolo. In Jesus mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Family, this is Muruti Mary Masina. You may contact me mo 082-787-9234. Let us meet again, same time, gobane Modimo e sa le morena. God bless you. Let us connect and Modimo a retse ka go loka. Family, let us join in this next worship song. Re motumise, re mohlankele and dance for the Lord. Amen and amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.